It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. It is 9:07. It is Friday, sun shining. We're at 32 degrees this November the 20th. Well, it's the 9 o'clock hour. It's Friday. Can only mean one thing. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning, young
lady. Good morning.
How are we doing? It's been a couple weeks.
It has been. I get busy sometimes.
Things happen. You guys are very busy over there.
Yes, we are.
With everything going on. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover here from winter weather awareness. Let's start with that.
Okay. So, fun fact, Winter Weather Awareness Week was last week.
Okay.
And State Homeland Security and all of us at the local level got too busy and we forgot. Because honestly, it's one of those things that sometimes just gets put on the back burner. But we're bringing it back today say it was Winter Weather Awareness Week. So today we're going to talk about it. And it's really just getting in that mindset of remembering that winter is coming and remembering those things that you need to do to prepare yourself or your home or your family for winter. One of which is having that winter survival kit in your vehicle. That's one of the biggest things we talk about to make sure that you are prepared whenever you travel. We're hoping right now that due to the pandemic situation, you're not traveling quite as much, but having that kit with you just in case still important.
Right.
Making sure that you have your winter gear in there, hat, gloves, mittens, snow pants, jackets, all of that stuff, extra blankets, a little bit of sand or cat litter for traction in case you get stuck in the snow, a small shovel, snow brush, a few light snacks, a little bit of water, a flashlight, all of those fun things that you should have in there, making sure that they're still in your vehicle and that you didn't pull them out this summer when you were trying to cram all your camping gear in there. So making sure that that's still in there is just a really important thing to remember this time of year.
See, you're the right person in the right job because you went through that whole list right off the top of your head. So you have this down front to back.
I've been doing this a while.
You've been doing this a while. But yeah, definitely good common sense stuff.
Right. Well, and I had to be cognizant about it as well. We moved over the summer, so everything that was in my vehicle that normally stays in there was moved out. And guess what? I found my winter kit on the shelf in the garage the other day. And I'm like, oh, that needs to go back in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the blanket that I keep in there hasn't quite made it back in the car yet. It's still in the mudroom. So I need to remember to bring that in, too. So these are really good things for me to remember as well, not you know, just to tell you and preach it to everyone else. But I also need the reminders sometimes
sure.
to be ready.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you look outside today and you go, meh. You know how quickly that can change.
Oh, absolutely. Like, how many storms have we had that sneak up on us over the course of a couple days? And I didn't know it was going to rain last night. Where did that come from?
Exactly.
So I think we're all just so distracted with all the different things that are happening in the world today, and then COVID on top of it, that we tend to forget about those normal things like the weather and how that impacts our daily lives. And then to remember to be prepared for those.
Exactly. All right. Well, speaking of the C word.
Yes.
Let's move over to that, and you've got some stuff on COVID as well.
Correct.
Not like we're all not all like had it and beyond with this, but.
But it's still something
that. Still a reality, yep, yeah.
It is. It's still the world that we live in right now, and new restrictions do go into place starting at 11:59 tonight for everyone on the Minnesota side. The governor did, as he would say, he turned that dial back a little bit, and he's putting us on pause. So those things that he is pausing for the next 4 weeks are indoor and outdoor dining, gyms, fitness centers, dance studios, and et cetera, wedding receptions, celebrations, and private parties, indoor entertainment venues such as movie theaters, concert halls, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Organized sports for both youth and adults is something that he is pausing. And then public pools, rec centers, and then social gatherings of those outside your household. And I know that's really hard to stomach right now, considering that next week is Thanksgiving. But if we all travel and are in different households, it could be a super spreader type situation where then in the next couple of weeks, we'd be looking at even bigger increases in numbers than we have now. So it's really important just to keep it close to home this year, to keep it in your family circle and in your household, just to make sure that we aren't seeing that huge, huge increase in cases bigger than what we're already seeing now. And it's really just, we have to be cognizant of the fact that our hospital systems and our healthcare systems are already overly strained. And if we have huge increases, even bigger than we have now, those systems won't be able to keep up. And then they're having to make those difficult decisions on who gets treated and who doesn't. And then ultimately, we could end up with more deaths than we really ever wanted to see in the first place.
Right. And that's kind of its own little brand of insanity is what the medical profession is going through right now.
Yes, absolutely. So if we can keep our case counts level, they can keep their systems working and under control versus if we have an even bigger uptick 14 days after Thanksgiving, we're really in for a bag of hurt that we don't ever want to see or talk about.
Right. And going into the flu season, too, because, you know, I think a lot of people sort of go, OK, well, it's just COVID that's overloading these hospitals. Well, yes, but they're treating what they normally treat, too, or trying to.
Right. Absolutely. There are still people having babies and having heart attacks and strokes and breaking bones and needing surgery for various emergent issues. And those hospitals need to keep functioning for those people as well. So let's just try to keep it close to home.
Right.
That's the bottom line. But with all those things that are closed and on pause, let's talk about what's still open.
Okay, let's do that.
You can still get takeout and delivery from restaurants. A great thing to do to support your local businesses is to have takeout. You know, we like to go out. That's one of the things that we like to do. Get takeout. It's a great alternative. Grocery and retail establishments will still be open. Beauty salons and personal care. So you can still get your hair cut. Very different than when we had our shutdown early on in the year where you couldn't get your hair cut and everybody had their COVID hair. You can still get your hair cut this time, which is great. Outdoor recreation is still something that's being encouraged. Go for a hike. Go for a walk. Go ride your bikes while the weather is still nice. Go enjoy the outdoors. Schools and daycares, of course, are still open under the safe learning plans that are established. And then places of worship and weddings and funerals are still something that's happening under that safe plan to make sure that you're following those guidelines of your place of worship.
But still going on.
Yep, they're still going on. I know some churches are taking reservations. I got an email from my church the other day letting me know that if we wanted to attend service, we would need a reservation, which is totally fine. You need to control those numbers. And it's really something that's variable. Sometimes you have more people at service than you would anticipate and sometimes less. But making sure that it's a predictable type environment by having those reservations in place is something that's really helpful. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought you need reservations to go to church?
Yeah, but you know? It's okay. But I think it's a great idea to help create a more predictable environment.
Right.
That's one of those things that Governor Waltz keeps using. That's his buzzword, to create things that are more predictable. Because when it's predictable, you can help control the environment a little more and create a more safe environment for everyone.
You know what's crazy? And you think about this. November 20th of 2019, how many of us knew what COVID was? No one. I mean, yeah, it does, you know, it did exist in animals or does exist in animals.
Right, but it was one of those things that's not going to happen.
Right.
And guess what it did?
Guess what? Yeah, and now we're talking new normals. We're talking reservations for church. Yeah, it is 2020. What more can you say?
Right. Well, right. And it's going to carry into 2021. Mm-hmm. So just lean in and be okay with it, and we're going to get through it.
But vaccines coming.
Yes.
That's really encouraging.
Coming, and that will be a game changer for this entire situation. So we all just need to remember, keep washing your hands, wear your masks, follow the guidelines of whichever area you're going to be in, whether it's North Dakota or Minnesota, and be smart.
Right.
Particularly around the holidays. Just be smart.
Be smart. Stay healthy.
Absolutely.
Brianna, always great to have you in. You stop in next Friday or the Friday. Well, no, next Friday we won't be here, but, you know, the Friday after that. Stop back in. We'll talk some more winter weather stuff.
Absolutely.
As we kind of drift into that mode. It's 9:15 here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This weekend at Kohl's, save on holiday gifts for everyone on your list. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Cozy must-haves for the family are now just $17 and under. Get 40% off fun and festive holiday decor. And save on Food Network kitchen and dining starting at 20% off. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. 15% offer valid November 11th through the 21st with promo code CHEERS. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There's no place.